Do you remember getting drunk for the first time? In the UK, for a lot of older adults, it was the result of drinking strong cider, and for many of them, it might have been their first and final taste of the drink. Until, that is, the last 10 years, during which cider has enjoyed a spectacular renaissance. Cider is an alcoholic beverage made by fermenting the sugar in apple juice. The UK is the biggest cider market in the world, and has a long tradition of cider making, particularly in the southwest of England. But by the early 21st century, cider had developed a tired image. It was seen as old-fashioned, and the choice of alcoholics and teenagers trying to get drunk quickly. Fast forward 10 years, though, and everything has changed. Today, the cider industry is one of the UK's fastest-growing trades. The market is worth £3 billion. The value of sales jumped 60% between 2005 and 2010. The number of cider producers has increased from 200 a decade ago to nearly 500. And good quality ciders have a sophisticated image. A lot of this can be attributed to the Magners effect. In the mid-2000s, an Irish company launched Magners Cider in the UK. They advertised it as a long, cool drink, served over ice for a hot summer day, and spent £20 million marketing it. This campaign helped to make cider fashionable again. Other big cider brands like Strongbow followed suit, and the older family-owned companies such as Thatcher's, Weston's and Aspall were able to sell their cider as a high-quality drink with lots of tradition and history. The demographics of cider have changed. It has become a trendy drink for 18 to 24-year-olds and women. They are particularly attracted to the new flavors of cider, made from pears and other fruit. Cider is reaching new countries, too. Aspall already export their golden liquid to the US, Australia, Russia and Brazil, and this year they're expanding into China and India. So look out for the traditional English brands, the ones that really do taste of apples, to fully appreciate the sweet taste of cider's success.
And this feature continues with an interview.
The quintessentially English drink of cider is enjoying a renaissance these days, and one person who can confirm this is Barry Chevalier Guild, whose family have been making cider in the county of Suffolk in East Anglia since 1728. Their company, Aspall Cider, has won many awards since it relaunched in 2000. We began by asking him to explain what exactly cider is.
Cider is the alcohol that's derived from fermenting the sugar in apple juice. So you press your apples, you ferment the sugar that's in that juice into alcohol, and the resulting alcohol is known as cider. So that's it in its basic terms. You can then have a wonderful, vast array of different tastes to your cider, depending on the fruit that you use and the blend of ciders that you use, how old it is, how filtered it is, how unfiltered it is, whether it's carbonated still, all those sort of things. But yes, the UK market is probably the biggest market for cider in the world, closely followed by France. But interestingly, the third biggest cider market in the world is Argentina, because they grow a lot of fruit there as well.
But why is cider so popular in England?
The west country of England is particularly well suited to fruit tree growing. It's hilly, so you've either got livestock like sheep or you've got orchards. And certainly not that long ago, 150, 200 years ago, English cider was held in higher regard than French wine or some French wines. And cider has always been a very popular drink. It was also used as well as part of an agricultural labourer's wage. So part of your weekly earnings would be a quantity of cider. And there was a little bit of method in the process of doing that. The idea was that you got given your allocation on a Saturday, so you worked a 6-day week, Sunday off. You got given your allocation on a Saturday evening, which meant that you tended to drink it. And in drinking it, by the time you woke up the next day, recovered from your hangover, and decided you might want to go and work on another farm, it was too late to walk any decent distance.